This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to the Basic Bananas podcast. Today, I'm sitting here with Julia, who runs our branding agency, The Business Hood. And what we will do is we will walk through our favorite branding trends, the latest things that we are obsessing over with you, so that you can join us in the joy of branding and get super excited about it too. Hey, Julia, thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast.
My pleasure.
So Julia, as I already mentioned in the introduction, is our brand strategist and also my partner in The Business Hood, our branding agency. And what I thought I would do today is just ask her if she could share some of the latest branding trends that she's seen, because I know that a lot of you listeners, you are really into that stuff as much as we are. Julia and I are total nerds when it comes to this, so we could talk about this all day long. But we thought, hey, we're just going to keep this short and sweet, and we're going to look at what are the latest trends that you need to pay attention to. So should we just get straight into it?
Of course, I would love to. So maybe first of all, this is just a selection, yeah? So there's, of course, maybe a little bit of a wider array, but these are just the trends that we picked up on and that we personally just love to work with and explore.
Right now, yeah. And then right we can now. Come back with the part two when we have more.
Exactly,
trends,
exactly. And when we talk about trends as well in that sense, you know, it's not for a business, for every business to be necessarily trendy. That's not what we want to, bring across here. Yeah. But it's good to, you know, just see what's going on, what Francisca mentioned in terms of just exploring and not being left behind, because you sort of have to go with the times. It might be a cultural thing, you know, as things change. And so it's just good for us as the experts to see, you know, like, are we keeping up?
Exactly. So, and also because we obviously tend to update websites and brands, you know, quite often nowadays. Even if you look at websites that were built even 2-3 years ago, they look very, very outdated.
Perfect point.
Things just go very... The things change very quickly.
Oh, they're super fast paced. Yeah, absolutely. So especially in the digital world, of course, like things do change really quickly. Yeah. And you don't want to, you know, if there's new features that sort of overlap with design, you really want to be on the ball, so to speak, with what's happening there. So that's really important. That's a really good point. Should we start with the first trend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's discuss this. This is probably just a visual thing, and we're going to talk mostly about visual things in terms of branding at this stage. So the color of the year is something that Pantone, which is a color scheme, so to speak, brings out every year. And the color of the year 2018 is called ultraviolet.
It's gorgeous.
It's super beautiful. Of course, ultraviolet, it stands for actually a little bit of a spiritual, cultural...
Yes.
Something is brewing out there. It is a little bit, you know, like you could say some years ago you would have perceived that as a little bit old school, actually.
That's so true, a little bit granny, a bit of a granny look.
Yes, but maybe even tacky, I don't know. But now it's back and it's bold and, you know, it's like it's a really cool color to play with.
How do you think Pantone chooses the color of the year?
I actually would have to read through it, but maybe they do some. Maybe, that's a good question actually to explore. I personally don't know how they do it, like if that's just like a point system that they have themselves. But it's just cool.
It is
like,
cool how they do that.
Yeah,
then.
And knowing that this is the color of the year. And there's a whole array, and I believe we wrote a little Facebook post about it, on why or what this color conveys, because it obviously goes into psychology. So if you choose then a color for your brand, of course not every brand just because it's trendy is supposed to use now the color of the year.
Obviously, and it's of course also it's the same as with fashion. There's always the color of the year that is fashionable. I remember my mom is a designer, not a fashion designer, but she basically makes clothes, or she used to. And I remember it for her, it was a big thing was to know what's the color of the fashion of the year because those were the colors that she would use more in her styles.
Oh, absolutely. And it all, this whole design world influences each other as well. Yeah. So all these styles somehow come across. Yeah. You know, sometimes we have the Scandinavian trend and then probably the more natural colors that come with it, the more clean sort of look and feel.
And for the listeners, because we are talking about visuals, we are actually in luck because Julia and I also made an entire hour. We did a webinar that is now recorded, that was recorded live, that you get access to, and you can get the link under the show notes, which shows you all the visuals of everything we're talking about now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the next one?
Well, the next one is simply bold or large typography, meaning that
you love that. That's one of your favorite things. I know that.
It is. Because I love boldness in general in branding. Yeah, I think you can just, of course, not every brand, again, it doesn't work for every brand, but it's something nice for us or for designers to explore because you can really go as wide or as narrow with it as what you want. And there's just, usually there's then a middle way.
Yeah.
So we're now looking at, for example, a few of the logos and one of them uses a really bold text, but then like with a more intricate visual with it. So with an intricate sort of, like it binds it together perfectly.
It's bold, but with detail, a little detail in it.
Yes, exactly. And this particular client, he wanted to be really bold because that was just like...
That was his perception,
yeah. Exactly. And large typography is another thing that we see a lot in website design as well.
I love that too.
It's huge. Like sometimes...
It's huge.
Yeah.
Large typography is literally huge.
Sometimes you see it often in header images above the fold.
I love it.
And we love that so much. We just did a couple of landing pages actually where we try to explore this a little
hot.
Bit. It's super hot.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's there. It's pretty...
It's bold.
It's loud.
But it works for certain brands. Again, the trends that we're sharing here are obviously suitable. Different trends are suitable for different brands.
Yeah.
So if you go for large, huge, it's because you want to make a statement.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. And then the next trend that we're going to look at is gradients, one of my favorites.
I know. I don't like it that much, but you love it.
Yeah, but the only reason is why I love this trend is because I'm usually the first person who says, this is a little bit, it looks like the 90s.
Yes,
the
you
80s.
Are, and this is
and
totally the
90s. And the 90s, they're back.
Well, and I do love the 80s and the 90s, to be honest. But, I know that the gradients are one of your favorite things. Why do you love them so much? Because of that.
Yeah, but I think from a branding perspective, it's nice to have this visual thread that you can you can play with it. You know, there's just...
Different shades, basically.
Yeah, different layers, different shades, but that all come out of, that one brand color or the brand family.
Yeah.
It makes it really interesting. Yeah. You've got way more spiel, so to speak.
Yeah.
You've got way more meat to work with, and it pops.
It usually does.
Using these gradients is what we do if you use quite pop colors, but you can also use them with more pastel-y colors. So say you start with a light rosé and then you go into like a darker shade red and so on. You get the picture,
totally.
I hope.
I think they get the picture.
Yeah.
They will definitely get the visuals also as we put the link for the webinar.
Yeah, so the next one is still, and it has been for a little while now, it's called minimalism.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we personally love a lot here at the
Business. You want to explain it a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Minimalism is just using less is more. The principle of less is more. And it is using really sort of light fonts, not too heavy. So this is definitely not the boldest of the styles to use. But it's a mixture. It's really detailed visuals
and space.
And space, exactly.
Lots of space.
Yes.
It really is how I see minimalism is very much that European Scandinavian look is space, and you can actually still have the boldness here, you can have bold here and then just a ton of space.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I love that too.
We love this style very much. I completely agree with Franziska. That is sort of where the Scandinavian Nordic look.
That's where they nail it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And the next one, and I like that one too.
You do like it.
Using serif fonts. For the ones who don't know what serif fonts are, these are the fonts with these little hands and feet on the fonts. Like, it typically, this font has been used in newspapers, so it's been perceived as a very traditional. So whenever you want to come across a little bit more serious, you use a serif font, but it's also, it has been used in books, for example, a lot, because it has been believed that it's easy to read, but there's different statistics around that as well. But yes, basically serif fonts are now really crash hot, so to speak.
And it's so funny because I never used to like them, but I think now that, because I really don't like the normal serif fonts, the ones we used to use, but now there are so many beautiful ones.
Totally.
So yeah, I agree with you. I took a liking to them, but it took me a while.
Yeah, it didn't take me that long.
You love it, yeah.
Because again, like, of course, you can always combine these trends. So if you take, and that's the art. Yeah, that's where the art and the beauty comes in. So you can have, if you create a brand, you can have partially one part of the business name, for example, can be, if it works, it can be in a serif font, and the other part can be in a non-serif font. So there's a lot that you can play around with. Yeah. So, but I'm just, I find it really interesting that we see
they're
these quite
back
a lot.
Too,
and
because they were
back.
Sort of not popular, and now they're coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a really cool trend. Yeah. Then the next one is more for, in terms of website design. And that has been around also for a few months now, or maybe even longer than that, but it's called overlapping design. Mm-hmm. What we mean by that is that you usually on websites you have just imagery, and then you have text that runs a little bit into the imagery, for example.
Yeah.
Or you even have different images that overlap. So you could have a text block with, say, copy on your homepage, a little bit of copy, not too much traditionally, and then you have that over an image. So it goes away from just a flat design, goes into a second dimension.
It's just that layering. And if it's done well, some websites don't do it justice when you can't read the font anymore, so it's sort of the websites that you would see where there's font going into the image and you can't suddenly read the rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
So, but the ones that do it really well, it's really sexy.
Yeah, like it's very sexy.
Like some examples you will see on the webinar too,
Yeah. And then again, metals is the next, one of the next trends. Yeah. And we've been playing around with metals quite a bit. I know
Do you want to explain what you mean by metals?
Yeah, sorry. In terms of metals, I mean all like the gold or silver or rose gold,
especially rose gold,
has been a trend for a while now, and it still is.
Yeah.
Obviously more of a feminine thing to use. It's or
and more
pretty,
premium,
more
even.
Premium,
yeah,
yes,
or more
correct.
Premium brand.
Absolutely. Like, of course, like if you go for gold, then that
we
that
want
is,
to go for gold. Yeah, if we go for gold, we're going for gold.
Oh, we go.
Go for gold and go home.
Yeah, but it's also, I think it has been coming back more and more again. So it has been, and see these trends, they come and go. It's like fashion. Yeah. Remember, like the skinny, not the skinny jeans, what are these trumpet jeans called? Or in the mom jeans.
At some point,
you know, in the 80s,
the high waist ones,
they were fashionable. Yeah. Our moms probably wore them, and now we're wearing them again as well, like the ones who really want to do those through that trend.
High waist. And yeah, definitely the big, I used to love those big, the big trumpet ones.
Yeah, the trumpet ones.
Them too?
Yeah, I did. They were my favorite. They were my favorite too. So, but these trends, and now they're trending again. It's a couple of years later. So it's the same with all of these trends that we're discussing here, the metals as well. There's definitely a comeback for these.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned before, it's predominantly more used in like for really beautiful or high-endy sort of branding projects.
Yeah, excellent.
So yes, but you can definitely play around. It might be sometimes it can be a little bit more expensive to produce. So as soon as you print that stuff, that's always to consider. But it's definitely worth it. Like especially if you're a jewelry designer or
if it's a premium brand.
Exactly. Cool. The next trend would be hand-drawn fonts.
Yeah.
Handwritten, hand-drawn fonts.
I love that.
Something that we
play
love
a lot with that actually here at the business with,
We do. And one of our brands, Ocean Lovers, that has been drawn. This brand has literally been drawn for us.
Yeah, one of our designers pretty much just made the font up for us, which is beautiful.
Which is super unique. Yeah. And of course, this is something that implies a lot of personality. So it's really personal. It makes a brand really approachable and humanizes the brand, so to speak.
It makes it almost just also a bit softer, and I agree it's more humanized. I really like hand-drawn fonts. Again, this is depends on the brand, but I do like it.
Same. Should we look at the next one? The next one would be, and that's actually the last one of this series now.
And then we'll do another series. Don't worry, we'll come back.
Yes, because these trends, they shift.
Yeah, I love talking about it.
Yes, we do. It would be multi-layered branding assets. Okay. So what do I mean by that? It sounds a bit complicated, but it's not. What we have been doing and seeing quite a bit is that you now have like one main logo and then you have a logo variation. And that is something that you have to do really well or be really careful with, because we don't want to
water it down.
Exactly. Your main brand has to be everywhere. Don't get me wrong. But what I mean by multi-layered assets is that, so imagine you have one main logo, that's just what it is, and then you might have a variation. Maybe this logo comes with certain assets, say the business name is something, and then the variation of it, the other asset is just maybe a circle design,
which could
of it.
Be like a sub brand, like a product for the product.
Correct. So using this only wisely and only in certain places. So the secondary sort of execution or asset of the brand could be used on packaging maybe or on bags or what have you. But we have to be really
super
careful. Like that
dilute.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Because everyone has to know and have the brand recall and recognition of the main logo of the main brand. And then, but it's okay with some brands to be a little bit more playful, depending on what they want to achieve.
It's a fine line. You really do want to work with someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because if you start playing around with your main brand without someone who knows what they're doing, you will dilute your message, and also you will create that inconsistency, which will not help you build trust. So it's super important to keep that consistency and work with someone who knows what they're doing.
Totally.
I do love it, though. It's very brave.
It is very brave. And it is very brave.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So these are the design trends that we have for you today. And because we love this stuff so much, and Julia is always researching the latest and greatest for, of course, to keep us current and to keep our customers current also, we will definitely come back with more sooner than later, I'm pretty sure. And of course, as always, if you know someone who would benefit from this particular podcast episode, make sure you share it with them. And you are also welcome to leave us a review. We like the 5-star ones.
go for gold.
Go for gold. Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks, Julia, for taking the time. Now we are also going to put the link to the recording where you can see all the visuals will be in the show notes too. So thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time or hear you next time. Talk soon. Bye.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.